with APAC on a project they had already made up, riprap, that I already told them that I would take, and we did that. And I'm just bringing that to your attention, that they've already made that product for us for those two jobs. So.
Can you define riprap material for me?
It's a 1 to 2 inch size rock that you put on creek embankment slopes, bridge abutments to protect the fill slopes. It's for bank stabilization.
Thank you.
1 to 2 foot, actually, not 1 to 2 feet.
Yeah, it's bigger than that.
Do what?
It's 1 to 2 feet.
1 to 2 feet.
Yeah,
what did I say?
Inches. You said 1 to 2 inches.
Inch. Oh, sorry. Whoa, 1 to 2 feet, mind you.
Okay, okay.
Going back to comment.
He taught me that 5 years ago. So. I learned that every time I see one.
Anyway.
I tell my wife, that's a rip rock.
I think your motion was to award the track as a primary. I would think that Buchanan would be the secondary, and that APAC would be the
tertiary.
Yes, that's the way that, but depend on location, availability.
You can't have primary and then turn around and say location and availability. You can probably do availability, but then that's why automatically switch over to your secondary.
It's a whole lot.
Move to award bid number 2016-334 to Track as primary, Buchanan as secondary, and APAC as tertiary.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's one contract, then. It'll be for 12 months. Thank you, gentlemen. I will notify the vendors and get a contract draft to legal.
I got a question to ask about this too. Yeah, we don't. We didn't have any bids. Anything that's laid in place.
That was already done last week. And yeah,
on the asphalt part.
Yeah, that was a separate. I separated these out because these things got huge, so yeah. We separated out some of this.
We have next bid recommendations for extended cab pickup trucks, number 201-603-338.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. This was a bid that was requested by Road and Bridge last month. I released this on March the 26th. And as usual with any vehicular type of bid, I spend a lot of time sending out bid invitations. I think this particular bid invitation went out to about 22 different dealerships, and we received responses back from five different dealerships. The bid closed last week. Mr. Hayes had requested this from Road and Bridge, as I stated, and we opened those particular responses last week. He took copies of which into a formal review process. The responses that we received were from Don Vance Ford Marshfield, Missouri, for $28,000 for 2017 model. $28,420 to be exact for 2017 model. Jimmy Mitchell Motors of Aurora, Missouri, for $30,000 even, also for 2017. The bid specs offered either or 2016 or 2017 models, whichever was available. Republic Ford of Republic, obviously, issued a response of $29,592. That was also for a 2017 model. Reliable Chevrolet of Springfield, Missouri, offered a response of $33,800. For a 2016 model. Tri-Lakes Motors of Branson, Missouri, offered a response for both models, 2016 and 2017. Their cost on the 2016 model was $26,997, $29,997 on the 2017 model. So, to summarize, Tri-Lakes Motors of Branson, Missouri, it was a low bid at $26,997 for 2016 model. And I believe Mr. Hayes, after reviewing all of the other responses, would like to make a formal recommendation for Tri-Lakes Motors at this time. But I'll turn it over to him. I think he's got some other things he wants to talk about, the way it looks.
You never addressed, unless I didn't hear it, you never addressed extended warranties.
Guess what?
Extended warranties?
No, I didn't put in extended warranties on the bid. It'd just be the standard warranty they come with. They're pretty good warranties on the pickups. Now, we have done that on the bigger trucks and stuff like that, but on pickups, we just went with their normal warranties on them, which... not too bad of one. But we haven't had that big issue with them. So. I have spreadsheets if you guys want to see them.
No, just go ahead and read the recommendation off.
I've reviewed the bids from the five vendors on the extended cabs, and I will recommend awarding to Tri-Lakes Motors, for the cost of $26,997. Total cost for three vehicles, $80,991.
And those are for 2016 model.
On the price differences, are they all the same? Are they built out the same,
On the only difference between the next lowest bidder was the year. The next one was a 2017 model.
And the Chevys were a lot higher. I think the Dodges were a lot higher, too.
Really?
We can get Dodges. We got Fords and Chevys.
One Chevy and the rest were all Ford bids.
Yep. So, no Dodges.
Move to award bid number 201-603-338 to Tri-Lakes Ford for the purchase of three 2016 vehicles.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I will notify the vendors as well as issue a contract draft to legal in that regard.
Bid recommendations for guardrail, number 201-603-339.
Yes, thank you. This also requested by Road and Bridge was released on March 26th. This is a routine annual bid that we put out for guardrail services. I sent this out to the usual available vendors that offer that commodity and received one response. The one response we received as last year from Highway Safety Solutions in the amount of $9,427 even. $9,427. And I think Mr. Hayes is prepared to make a recommendation to award as such.
What was the name of that company?
Highway Safety Solutions.
Go ahead.
That's going to be my recommendation to Highway Safety Solutions.
Move to award bid number 201-603-339 to Highway Safety Solutions.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. Again, I'll notify the vendor and issue a contract draft for legal.
bid recommendations for muffler exhaust system number 201604-340.
Yes, thank you, sir. This is also requested by Road and Bridge. This particular request was a little bit unusual. It involved the failure of some equipment that we had desperately looked for alternatives to make a purchase that exceeded the bid limit just barely. No available cooperatives were available to assist us to get this particular equipment so that Road and Bridge could repair that heavy equipment, that larger. Was it a dump truck?
It was a dump truck.
Dump truck. So we've quickly put out a bid for this, and I used the minimum time by statutory allowance us to do, releasing this on April the 12th, and it closed last week. We received two responses from the particular vendors that were qualified to offer this specific piece of repair equipment. Those responses were from Springfield Freightliners of Springfield, Missouri, in the amount of $5,181.89. The second response was from Jenkins Diesel of Springfield, Missouri, in the amount of $5,438.58. And I think Mr. Hayes is prepared to recommend the low bid of recommend award for the low bidder at Springfield Freightliner. I'll turn it over to him.
Springfield Freightliner will be my recommendation for low bid. This particular muffler system is part of that revolving emissions that you have to get that particular type of muffler, and that's the reason they're very expensive. So it's the reason for the bid. We couldn't find any cooperative purchase.
Can't just patch the muffler?
It's not that easy, and you can't put just a regular, you got to have that on there. It messes up the emission system on it. So that's the reason these two vendors, a dealer item. So.
Motion to award Freightliner, Springfield, Missouri. Bid number 201604-340 for muffler exhaust system.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I will notify the vendors and also likewise issue a contract draft that will be the last bids for a little bit. We've had quite a rush on for quite a while. I have my annual Missouri Association of Public Purchasers meeting next week, so you won't be seeing me for a couple of weeks. If you need anything, holler at me before then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. We have Snap-on discussion with Randy Hayes.
Actually, I just got one copy of this, but once you look at that, and I'll explain.
Last for a 2-minute recess.
Yep, we're going to take a 2-minute recess.